Bon temps roulé au rendez-vous de Cajun Radio and TV program. C'est Claudia ici, a United States Park Ranger here in Eunice, and this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, the Louisiana Office of Tourism at louisianatravel.com, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission at www.cajuntravel.com, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be Cameron Dupuy and the Cajun Troubadours, and we have Gabe and Jude Mesh. Your host this evening, a musician, a recording artist, a retired chief of fire chief. I was almost said chief of police, but it's not. It's a fire chief. And a promoter of Cajun music and culture, Mr. Ray Landry. So let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Cameron Dupuy and the Cajun Troubadours. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Bonjour, bienvenue à Gros Yunis. À la Théâtre de Liberté, ici à Gros Yunis. Cameron Dupré. I always get that mixed, you know, because my road is Dupré. I know. And then it's almost spelled the same. So instead of saying, I tell everybody, well, come down Dupré Road, but it's Dupré. The Cajun Troubadours, Mr. Murnell Babineau right there on pedal steel. Mr. Troy Gaspar, je suis le tambour là-bas. Et le papa lui-même, Michael Dupuy, je suis le bass. Et la grosse tête de la band, Cameron Dupuy, ici avec nous autres. We don't get it. I know you got a list of 20 songs, so I'm going to say my piece, and we're going to play some music. All we here don't get a chance to listen to Cameron and Michael as much as we would like to because they come way from New Orleans. And when you and I were communicating, I meant to ask you, how did the hurricane treat y'all? It was bad for everybody, I would imagine, but I'm glad to see y'all made it. No major problems there, Mike? No?
No major problems, Ray. It was pretty much just without power, and that's about it.
Well, great, because so. We sitting on this end of the country, and we've seen how much rain y'all got over there. But I'm not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. La Grande Nuit Spéciale, La Grand Night Special. All right, babe. Grande Nuit Spéciale. Vous êtes préparés pour le vase de tout le monde? C'est la vase de tout le monde. La vase de tout le monde. And see, right? We ready for that, Mike? Is that what? La vase de tout le monde? Let's get it. On a un gros show ce soir, après Cameron va jouer la première fois. On va parler un petit moment avec Ken Walker. Et après ça, Gabe Mesh, son papa Jude Mesh va être ici. Et là, la band va retourner après ça, à peu près à 7h, jusqu'à 7h30, quand c'est tout fini. Les deux parts de Perrodin. It's one of my favorites, but Perrodin Two-Step. We'll be right back. Mike Moito, on va parler con Ben Baruto d'ici. Astor, on va jouer la musique. Look, I got 20 songs I got to get in 45 minutes, so I want to listen to them all. I'm sorry. La Voix de Lafayette, the Lafayette Waltz, is that right? Okay, bub, let's get it.
J'ai bâti à la paillette, j'ai bâti à la paillette, j'ai pu changer mon nom, j'ai bâti à la paillette, j'ai pu changer mon nom. Oh mon nom, oh mon nom, oh mon nom, si misérable, j'ai bâti.
La Voix quelque chose, and then right after that we could go right away into the Les Flammes de l'Enfer, and then somewhere around 6:30 we can close the curtain, and that way we get those two songs in back to back. How about that? Great. We're gonna do a song for you, something called the Quelque Chose Waltz.
Comme ça.
I didn't realize you had to change the accordion, but that's good. We got C, E flat, E. Whew. Oh my God! All right, baby, les flammes dans le feu. We're going to close the curtain for a little while. And while Gabe and his dad, Jude, are getting together, we're going to call up a friend of mine. I want to talk a little bit. Come up here, Ken. I want to talk a little bit about the CFMA, the Association de la Musique Cajun, comme on sait ici à Gros Yunis. The CFMA started right here in this town. And that's right. You can give yourself a hand. That's right. Anybody and everybody who loves Cajun music and loves Cajun culture needs to belong to the CFMA. It's a lot bigger than just us. It's a lot bigger than Eunice. And I'll tell you why. But we have an organization that's called the National Board for the CFMA. What happens is each representative for each chapter, and we have 12 chapters now. Attend a national board meeting, and they set in motion things that's done by the national board, like the Lukajan Festival, like the CFMA National Board Festival, and they sponsor a whole lot of other events, like this thing at the Liberty Theater, like the jam session at Vermilionville. This is just done through the national board. It has nothing to do with every single chapter that does the same thing in their respective area. So when you talk about La Chapelle de Lafayette or the CFMA of Eunice or Lake Charles or Houston or New Orleans and all of that. All of these people strive to preserve the Cajun culture and music as we knew it, as we still know it today. So it's not just an organization of the National Board. It's not just an organization of people trying to preserve their culture. It's an organization of all of these people put together. That's why it's so important to belong to the CFMA. What is $20 a year? $20 a year for a membership in your prospective chapters, whether it would be La Chapelle de Lafayette or the Eunice Charter Chapter. And this guy here is a guy that's been at the helm of the CFMA National Board for 4 years. Now, how many years?
Just been elected today for number six.
For number six. Well, this is Ken Walker, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And I'm going to give him the microphone in a little bit, but let me tell you, his job is no easy job. Because we deal with chapters on a one-to-one basis with the chapter, but he has to deal with all of them. So, Ken, I know you got some friends of yours. And by the way, the CFMA is responsible for the CFMA Hall of Fame right down the road. I was going the wrong way last week, so it's right here down the road. You need to make a special trip to the CFMA Hall of Fame. Trust me, you're going to love it. They have all kind of information. I thought I was an expert on Cajun music. Went there, and I still have more to learn. So I would like to present this microphone to Ken Walker and let him say a couple of words. My friend, Ken Walker.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate all the kind words. First of all, we do have 12 chapters. Most of them in Louisiana. We have New Orleans, Houma, Baton Rouge, New Iberia, Lafayette, Lake Charles, right here in Eunice, the Acadiana Charter Chapter, which was the beginning of our organization. Also, we're in Orange, Texas, Port Arthur, Texas, Houston, Texas, San Antonio, Texas. Believe it or not, there are Cajuns in Chicago, Illinois. That's Ms. Boudreau. Now, she's not from Chicago. We have a lot of people that talk to me about opening up different chapters, and it's not a problem opening up a chapter or getting a chapter started. We invite any city or parish or county to do so, and all you have to do is contact me. And as much traveling as I do, it's pretty easy for me to go to your area and let's start a chapter. We got a lot of them that want to get started, but a lot of them backs out all the time. But one of the things I like to do, we had a meeting. We've been in Eunice all day today, visiting different places and holding our meeting. I have the president over here, Mr. Jerry Bellot from the Golden Triangle Chapter. Please stand, Jerry. Also, we also have Ms. Margaret Neal from the Bayou Cajuns Chapter out of Houma, Louisiana. We also have another president, Ms. Helen Pulnick from the Houston Heritage Chapter. We also have Ms. Stepp and Mr. Stepp, who normally works with us all the time through all of our meetings and everything and works with us with the dance troupe. And she's asked for a replacement today, and we will do so, find her another replacement. And, of course, I don't want to forget the Bulldog. Stand up, Bulldog. This is my wife, Connie Walker, the midget. We do, like Ray said, we try to do a lot of things with Cajun music. We finally got our sign made and hung up today. We had permission to get one made. We put it up. And you don't have to know all of the chapters. Just remember, www.cajunfrenchmusic.org. You go to that website, click on any chapter that you would like to join. Like Mr. Ray said, $20 a year. That's all. And every other month, you get, what's that, sir? $20. 20 piastres. And also, I see another friend of mine over here that used to be on the radio for several years, Mr. T-Boy Bourgeois. Stand up, T-Boy. I want you folks to know, you see this front row right here? I don't know where number 10 and number 11 is at. We're going to have to get an investigator on that. But these folks are here every Saturday night. Don't sit in their chair. You'll get beat up. But it's all about family. It is a family-oriented organization, and we have a great time to all of our festivals. Like we had Lookout Jam, the awards and everything, and we inducted two fine musicians, Mr. Ellis Vanacore out of the Lake Charles area. He's originally from Lacassine. And also Mr. Jackie Calle from Orange, Texas, well deserving of the two men to be put into the Hall of Fame. And if you've never been to the Hall of Fame, please go, because you'll never know who you're going to run into, and I guarantee you to be somebody you know, just like tonight. I met this couple from Kentucky, and I asked him, I said, what do you like, the music or the food? He said, but no, I like the food first, then the music. He likes to eat. But I think we got him talked into going wrestle alligators here later on next week. So, but anyway, I do appreciate everybody for everything that they do for the Cajun music. It's well worth it. Quit eating them fingers. You need a sandwich. That's my buddy right there in the front row. Mosey, I'm watching you. But anyway, Ray, we thank you for everything you do for us. It is a pleasure. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken Walker. So, you know, it's just like I said, it's what's so important to, for the Cajuns, the culture and the music. Everything else is lanyap, you know, that we like the food and the stuff. So if you have been considering joining the CFM, and now's a good time. We do more than you think, more than you have a clue. The Le Cajun, I know I served on that committee every day. The Le Cajun is unbelievable. They work a whole year for a two-day show. All year they work on that. It's a tough world, and we do it. And we do it. We've been 28 years. Ken, I don't know where you're at. 28 years, T-Boy? 25. I thought it was more than that, but 25. Happy birthday. Uh-huh. And we have the festival every year in accordance with the Feast of the Cajuns, which is also the Feast of the Virgin Mary, which is August the 15th. I can never forget that day. My daughter was born on that day. So at this time, I'd like to present two young people right here in the CFMA and also members of the Eunice Charter Chapter, the father and son duo of Gabe Mesh and his dad, Jude Mesh. Yes, sir. There they are. Okay, buddy, let me see. I had your song list. I got it right here. So the Acadian Two-Step, is that what you're going to start off with?
Yes, sir.
I told him, I said, let's make his mic hot, please, sir. I just told him, you know, Sontinance Gabe, when I was raised up in the language, Gabe is Tukikan Kitiaple Gabe or Gabriel, c'était Gabe. So I said, you know what that name is, Gabe? He said, no. But he said, that's what my daddy calls me. I said, and what is your first name again?
Aaron
Gabriel Mesh. And his dad calls him all those three names when he's mad at him. Just like you did, just like your mom and daddy did for you. You know, so we're going to hear the Acadian Two-Step. Are we ready? Gabe Mesh, do you like the music of the Balfour brothers?
Yes.
Yes, I do too. It's one of my favorites. You know, I have a cousin that's, Derek Landry is a cousin of mine, has a radio program tomorrow morning on cable. And him and I share the same likes of the Balfour Brothers. We both love the Balfour Brothers' music. I noticed that you play three or four songs. I've heard you play before. Gabe comes to a jam session of a million, though, and plays a lot of the Balfour music. So are you going to sing La Voix de Balfour?
Balfour, yes.
Are you going to sing it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's hear it. La Voix de Balfour.
La maison, j'avais fait mon idée. J'étais parti pour chercher ça, au mourir au bout de mon sang.
Was a Balfour. You know, I was looking up there at the second floor, and I saw Dewey looking down on that young boy and with a big smile on his face, for sure. Jude, I know the microphone might not be able to pick you up, but so there you go. So, I mean, when he's only 10 years old, so when did you realize that he would have been a fiddle player and most likely a play Cajun music? When did you? I'm looking for something in my kids. When did you finally realize that? Did you automatically just put him in music and he picked it all up? Or?
Well, there was just something about the way he reacted to music when he was about 3 and 4 that just told us, this kid needs to play music.
Okay, so you're saying reacted to just music in general or
yes.
Cajun music?
Yes, both.
I mean, both.
Music in general and especially Cajun music.
Especially Cajun. So you saw that in him at a young, young age, and then you decided to just move on from that and put him in the fiddle lessons. So I know for a fact that Henry Hempel is one of your instructors. I can tell by the way you sang sometime. He's one of the best fiddle instructors out there. All the way from New York, Henry Hempel. I know he's listening. Okay, yes. Les deux pas de Perrodin. The Perrodin two-step. Like I said a while ago, you know, Cameron and him just played that song, and I love it. You should have just jumped in on the bandstand because he was playing it actually in G or with a C accordion. So you could have just jumped in there and just start take over. So we're going to do it. Something called a Parodant two-step. I'm having such a hard time with that microphone today. Better Than Two-Step is actually a hard song for the accordion player to play. Is it equally as hard for the fiddle player, or it's something very simple to you? I'm talking to you. Gabe?
I don't He's looking play at his accordion.
Dad. He always wants to get permission from his dad. That's a good thing. At least till he's about 15, then he won't ask for permission anymore. So, Is that a hard song for you to play, Gabe, or it just came that natural?
It's easy for me.
Easy. There you go, boy. That's what I'm talking about. La Voz de Eunice, the Eunice Walls. Apropos, huh? Right here in Eunice. So we're going to do something. Are you going to sing that? Do we sing that waltz too as well? Are you going to sing that, Gabe? Great. Let's hear it. La Voz de Eunice. Thank you. How about a big hand for Jude and Gabi Mesh? Yes, sir. Thank you, folks. We appreciate you very much. You know, he has perfect timing. You noticed up here, I mean, he's waiting on his dad on the second beat of that guitar, and he's waiting to start that fiddle. And the kid's 10 years old. Jesus, 10 years old. That is truly amazing. And getting back to the CFMA, I hate to keep harping on it, but I got to tell you, because I'm proud of the CFMA, almost every chapter out there, all 12 of them, almost provide free lessons to learn the accordion, learn the dance, and learn the fiddle and guitar. So I know here in Eunice, I know that we do that for sure. And Lafayette is offered. We do scholarships. We do everything like that. So keep them in your mind. The band Cajun Troubadours is right behind me. They're setting up right away, dropping things back there. And so it's next Saturday, September the 15th. Boy, this year's passing, huh? Jesus Christ. We're going to be here. We're going to celebrate New Year's before we know it. On the 15th, we'll have Richard Miller and the Musical Playboys, along with Richard that night. We're going to have T. Joe Romero and the Grossman Playboys. That's going to be on September the 15th. And now September the 22nd, we are going to celebrate a birthday here at the Liberty Theater. 25 years of the Liberty Theater. Is anybody out there came to the very first show? I know I'm asking for a lot. Really? Congratulations. Do you remember? Are you joking with me? Are you joking? I was gonna give you a test. I was going to ask if you knew who the band was. Does anybody know who the very first band was? You were there. The second show was Paul Dago. So after the first show, they said, well, I got to go. So they're going to come to the second show. And Paul Dago's still playing music. Wow, 25 years after that. Listen, this is what the show is going to be about. We're going to have, celebrating 25 years, we're going to have the class of 87, meaning that's when the Jambalaya Cajun Band started, with everybody who plays with Terry Huval and Reggie, thank you, Reggie Mott and Jambalaya Band. And then they have almost all the descendants, their kids, Terry's kids are going to come play. Bubba Hebert is not one of his kids, but Bubba Hebert will be here. Cameron Dupuy will be here. Zach Fuselet, little excellent 14-year-old fiddle player, is going to be here. And Luke and Philip Huval, who are Terry's sons, be providing the music. This one show you don't want to miss for sure. And on September the 29th, we have the Carlos Fontenot Band. Carlos Fontenot, right from Eunice here, is going to be playing, along with Forrest Huval Cajun Band. Forrest Huval is the grandson of Pope Huval. You might know Pope Huval from all of the shows that the Hank Williams shows and the country shows he performs. October the 6th, we're going to have Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express presenting their new CD, Riding the Rails. We'll be here October the 6th, October the 13th, a very personal and special tribute to Felton Lejeune, and is done by his son, Troy Lejeune, and Cajun Review. And then October the 20th, Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds, and John Lilly, West Virginia American Music, will be here October the 27th to be announced. September the 1st. No, where am I going? I'm going backwards here. Hold on, I got it. November the 3rd, Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass will be here. And then to be announced on November the 10th and November the 17th. Anne Savoie and Her Sleepless Nights will be here. And then on November the 24th, the Huval Family Band will be here. So, with no further ado, the Cameron Dupuy and the Cajun Troubadours. I forgot the song we're doing. Yes, sir. The Eunice Two-Step. Is that what we're playing? Whatever you want.